Welcome. Welcome to a man who's just been listening to a man who's getting ready to go on a pilgrimage. Yes, I'm talking about a man in England, in Derbyshire, who's making himself ready to spend a month in Spain walking a long journey, and he's very ambitious. He hopes to walk 20 miles each day carrying a backpack, and I'm horrified, utterly horrified at the idea that I am so far removed from that ability. There's no way I could walk 20 miles a day with a backpack. Might be able to walk 20 miles a day, but I'd want a mule with me. I mean, that's my ideal Camino. That I set off. Well, in fact, I'd want to test it. So I'd probably want to have two goes at the Camino. I'd want to set out from about 15 kilometers outside Santiago de Compostela, but with my mule, and my mule would have panniers, and in the panniers would be, I don't know actually, what would be in the panniers, but I think I need to go to a place on the internet called list.ly, list.ly, and start putting together a kind of list of what I would take as a pilgrim in the panniers of my mule. So if any other pilgrims like Pilgrim Chris are actually listening to this, or even if you're just traveling on a thinking, you know, I'm going to have a summer holiday in which I travel somewhere with a horse or a mule, in the style of the ancient travelers, you can go across onto List.ly and compile your list of what you'd have in your panniers. It's funny, you know, I got into the shower absolutely clueless about what I was going to talk about, except that before I got into the shower, I found it hard to stop listening to the man who's getting ready for going on a pilgrimage, who went and got concussed during the week, you know, fell off his bike. I don't know exactly how that happened, but fell off his bike and ended up in a hospital. And I was glued to the personal story. I was glued to it, wanting to know what happened next. And there was, of course, the great relief that he didn't sound as if he was concussed while he was talking of having been concussed. He didn't sound as if he had a bruised brain while he was talking about a bruised brain. He didn't sound as if he had some life left in him, even though he did actually sound as if he'd come up against his own mortality, and that the prospect of 20 miles, never mind bloody kilometers, I wouldn't mind if it was kilometers perhaps, but 20 miles a day carrying your baggage, has me as a listener to that pilgrim saying, you know, perhaps the kindest thing I could do for the pilgrim is not kind of rush forward with alms, but rush forward with experience and say, hang on a minute, guy, 20 miles a day. By the way, this is washing, hair washing stuff. But you know, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't schedule 20 miles a day, you know. There's no reserve. You want to do the pilgrimage within your ability rather than at the pinnacle of your ability. You know, the kind of, unless of course you're going to put your faith in your maker, and you're going to say, well, look, God will protect me. I will do 20 miles a day, and God will ensure that I can walk 20 miles a day. Now, I think that's playing fast and loose with God. You know, I speak that as an unbeliever when I say that, so you don't want to pay any attention to what I think about God, you know, because I can have weird ideas But the point I want to make is that I felt like, before getting into the shower, I felt like reaching out to Pilgrim Chris with something that's more important than alms, and it is the human advice, you know. But then I got into the shower, and the conversation went in another way. Isn't that it, you know? Well, what the conversation in my mind has come to is the importance, the overwhelming importance as a communicator of remembering that it's another human being that you're communicating with. And that that human being is thinking and feeling and distracted and paying attention to a whole lot of other things. They may be very serious, or they may be very trivial. And they may be the new Spider-Man movie. That may be where they're at. And when they're going to a Spider-Man movie, the last thing you want to be doing is distracting them with thoughts of, the pilgrimage. Because, especially if you actually think that going to a Spider-Man movie is a pilgrimage, which I do. I mean, I guess I'm starting my pilgrimage to the Spider-Man movie now, because I'm getting into my head the idea that I'm going to go to the Spider-Man movie. And the imaginative journey to the Spider-Man movie is a pilgrimage. At least that's what I want to say. So look, I'd have to do all sorts of things to turn off this audio booth and stop it. So you have complete control, so forgive me if I go on about a couple of other things, especially about the risk of running out of hot water and having to be in a cold shower. But I want to talk about the importance of conditioner in life. You know, I have like a section of humankind, I've got hair. And if I didn't have hair, I wouldn't have this issue. But the truth is that if I don't apply conditioner to my hair after I wash it, I'm in trouble. I really am. Get all this kind of dry hair, which isn't very nice to be walking around with a dry head. The quality of thinking inside a dry head is quite different from the quality of thinking inside a conditioned head. So I think it's very important to have conditioner in our lives. Now, some people, you know, go to church to get conditioner. Other people go to a rock concert to get conditioner. Some people cook a meal to get conditioner. You know, what is the conditioner in your life? The great thing about it is that being human, we don't all have the same conditioner. You know, sometimes other people are the conditioner. You know, they really give us the ability to present ourselves as well as we can. Conditioning. It's not just, you know, it's not just Olympics that we're talking about now. Are you geared up for the Olympics now? Are you in good condition for the Olympics? I mean, have you booked your seat? Have you blocked it out in your diary? Now may be the time. Otherwise, you might actually miss the opening ceremony, or you might be away in somewhere. And then you go, oh my goodness. But we all need to be in good condition. So back to the panniers. Back to the, you know, I guess the other way of thinking about this is to think in terms of your mule. Your donkey. No, donkey. I prefer donkey to mule. For all sorts of reasons that are too complex to share right now. Come back when I tell you about my experience in psychoanalysis. I'll tell you about the difference between a donkey and a mule. But in the meanwhile, I have to say that, you know, these panniers that I'm thinking about. We all have them. Question is really, what's in your pannier?
Yep.
What's in your pannier that can be a good conditioner, can help you to get into condition for whatever you're facing? You know, you may not be going to Santiago de Compostela, but you're certainly going somewhere. And wherever it is you're going to, that's your Santiago de Compostela, right? That's your Lourdes, that's your Mecca, that's your Medina, that's your Ganges, that's your top of the Matterhorn. You know, that's your local hill, you know. That's, yeah. So there we are. Thank you very much for being with me in the shower. Spare a thought for a real human being in South Derbyshire. He's a good guy.